Hey everyone, you're tuning in to The Reckless Pursuit, and today we're answering this question.
Is Christian still the right term for a follower of Christ?
Hey everyone, my name's Cody.
And my name is Elaine.
And you're tuning into The Reckless Pursuit, and today we're answering the question that I guess this kind of came about with, like, before I even get into the question itself, like, we kind of polled the group, Nomads, a safe community for Christians to ask unsafe questions, and we kind of asked the term, like, is Christian, like, does that word even, like, relate to you?
Do you have a hard
anymore?
Time associating or identifying as a Christian?
And the answers were pretty astoundingly yes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there were some people that were like, no, I don't mind, like, whatever titles. And the overall gist was like, yeah, like, it's hard to call myself a Christian. I think that all of us has probably, if you're tuning into this show, there is a really good chance you yourself have struggled to call yourself a Christian. I have struggled to call myself a Christian after some of what I have seen. I don't know if you have or not.
Kind of.
Yeah. You know.
I'm more of in the camp of not letting somebody else define that for me. So really defining, like, the literal definition of Christian, what is it?
Little Christ.
So what does that mean?
To me, that gives, like, this weird vibe of, like these tiny little, like, midget Jesuses running all over my desk, like, terrorizing me.
That's
like
a very
casting
weird...
out tiny demons, like
that is a very weird visual.
I'm just telling you, that is what has always came by when I think of little Christs. I think of, like, this weird, like, gremlin-esque, like, movie scenario with tiny Jesus, like, throwing holy water on me, like, dipping his hand in my cup,
so,
and being like, I baptize you. Like, I don't know. That's
a
that's
Christian
so
or a little Christ
oh.
is someone who is a follower of Christ, a follower of the way. And
the way.
What is Christ teaching? What is he teaching? What is
love.
His main message?
I'm
love God, love
yeah,
God, and love people.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. So if you're a Christian, then those are pretty much the two rules you funnel anything out of.
Okay.
Love God and love people, right?
Yeah. I mean, so there's two sides to this, right? There's the literal side of what does it mean to be a Christian? And then there's the other side of socially, what do we mean by the word Christian, right? So I understand that the actual term is like little Christ. I understand that despite my very strange mental images of what that conjures up, that it has true roots. It is a great, like, it sounds like, I don't know, it sounds less nerdy at the moment than the way, even though, like, I don't know, I kind of like that just because of the Mandalorian, but like it doesn't, it connotates very quickly that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. To
or
say, right. What?
Or it should.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that is what the embodiment of the word means. That being said, the word Christian in our society has sadly kind of become coined as a very specific type of person. And this is not an us versus them thing. This is just kind of what in my head, and I'm sure this to a lot of people, it's a very extremely conservative, and I have nothing against conservative mind thinking. Like, you guys probably should know by now, we're very centered on a lot of political issues. But to me, in the United States of good old America, Christian is very connotative of a very, like, conservative, maybe even, like, too religious in a lot of ways. A group of people that have used their religion as a social, like, an almost like as a an economic standpoint. It's very political.
It's become less of love God, love people, and more of pro God, pro guns.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just to put it bluntly,
pro God, anti people. Really.
And Jesus was radical, right? Like, he was very radical, but he was radical in a very like, he didn't have a lot of self-preservation in his radicalism, right? Something I personally struggle with because, like, a lot of my anxiety comes from, like, my fear or lack of self-preservation in a lot of ways. Like, so, but Jesus was radical in that. He was like, I'm going to go out, I'm going to touch people that are deemed untouchable. I'm going to heal those who are downtrodden.
And I'm
going to
go take a nap when I'm tired.
Yeah, like, I'm going to, like, eat bread with my hands on a Sunday, and when the religious leaders come over here, I'm going to, like, slap them with some Jesus, like, with some ancient Jesus knowledge or something. Like he has no respect for the system, and it's kind of hilarious. But in the favor of people, in the favor of even I would say, a lot of times we look at this like, oh, the downtrodden, the needy, but it wasn't even that. Like, even people like guards who traditionally like were very cruel, even people who were deemed, you know, from the outcast to the strictly inclusive group. Like, he was an alternate way of thinking for everyone to see the bigger picture. And that is where I think Christianity has veered off, is a lot of times when we think of Christianity, we think of like our little bubble at church, or we think of like the big bad, where there's actually a sign on the way home that we saw yesterday. And it's this church billboard, and it says real people in a fake world. And like in this like very like aggressive font, almost like you'd see in like Fast and the Furious movies.
Aggressive.
Oh yeah, it was very prickly. It even italicized sideways and had like the long slants and jagged edges. So it was marketing. Like real. It was like bold and square and angelic font, like light colors. People in a fake, like red, slanted and ugly fake world. And it was like, come to our church. And I'm like, bro, you're part of this world too. I'm sorry, like you are. And so, to sum up my point of this, I think Christian is a beautiful term in its real sense, but I understand why it has it's hard for some people to identify as a Christian, because it's supposed to be this term that you'll be able to tell someone and someone understands your ideals. I stand for, you know, I stand for love. I stand for, you know, helping and like, in, like a group and inclusivity and like in this entire like system of building each other up. And instead, it's very much become associated with, I'm going to keep to myself, like,
tearing
I'm going
to people down.
Yeah, I'm going to meet with you on Sunday. I'm going to get mine. I'm a, yeah, like, just this. Once again, Jesus was very not, you know, like, he was a very provocative leader for the time. And
he was reckless.
Yeah, some would say he was. And I think that, so I guess let's just back up. We understand the two sides to this coin. So is it okay to call yourself a Christian? I mean, I would think so. But I think that in a way of like maybe reclaiming that term a little bit, you know, like if someone says, you know, are you a Christian? Or like if someone leads with that question, that's a very aggressive question to lead with. But if someone's like, what do you believe? It's like, well, I'm a Christian. And what I mean is, you know, and sadly, we're kind of in that time where you kind of have to explain what it means if you're going to hold that term. You know, what is that to you? Maybe use that term, maybe not get so hung up on terms, and let's focus on showing that we are a follower of Christ more so.
It kind of goes back to the episode, really the whole series we've done the last few weeks about like green flags. And whenever we were talking about last week, how to find a healthy spiritual mentor or a leader is someone who isn't necessarily bound by titles or isn't seeking titles for the sake of seeking titles. So if you say, I have a hard time calling myself a Christian, but I am a follower of Christ, I'm a follower of the way, I'm a follower of truth, I'm a follower of love, yada, 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 I don't feel like you're going to go to hell because you didn't call yourself a Christian. Like, if that's what you're worried or if that's what you're afraid of, or I feel like Christian in itself, we defined the literal definition. And a lot of times online, people and in person, people's actions and words don't align with what that literal definition is. And so I feel like whatever you align yourself with, if something speaks more Christ to you or speaks more love and more truth, more God to you, and it's a different phrase, a different word, then there's like absolutely nothing wrong with that.
And that might depend on the group you're with. You know, to one group of people, it may be very easy to say, yeah, I'm Christian, and they understand what you mean by that. But to another group, you know, primarily people who consider themselves Christians, you may have to explain a little bit more if it's safe to do so, if you feel inclined.
Yeah, you don't owe anything to anybody.
But if you're in that conversation and you are trying to express what you feel that Christ is to you, then maybe use something else.
And I even feel like going back to nomad or a spiritual nomad, well, what the heck does that mean to somebody else?
Right.
And that I feel like means different things to different people.
Sure. But it's a great opportunity to share
the expansiveness
of Christ in you or to you. So, and then one last thing to touch on before we wrap this quick little episode up is, you know, you had said like the fear of hell, despite what you believe in.
So
hell,
I had air quotes if you're watching the video.
Yeah. So despite what you believe in hell, let's just all agree that that should be the last thing on anyone's mind. Okay. Because fear like that is never a long-term motivator. Fear is an emotion to get us from one place to another. It's not an emotion to keep you somewhere else. Okay. When you think of fear, primal fear, right? Like, now don't get me started on anxiety and fears we face because of our society and like all the pressures, and that's a whole other, what keeps us in this fear mindset. That's hell. Let me tell you. But, to move you, fear is like, oh, I see snake, I will jump backwards. That does not mean I will jump backwards and stay planted in the spot I land forever. That means I will jump backwards and then I will carry on. I get away from snake, I move on, or lion, or whatever you want to, you know, like I get out of dangerous situation and then I am out of fear mode. I carry on. To use hell, it will move you in a moment. But if it's not a real, like if it's kind of a lifeless threat because we're here experiencing life right now, like we don't need that threat. But let me back up and explain this a little bit better. Using hell is like kind of a fear, like makes you jump back. Oh, maybe I'm in the wrong. But then you just kind of analyze and you're like, wait, no, that's silly. Like, why am I so afraid of this? And it doesn't really move you. But to say like, there is love beyond understanding. There is a peace that you can achieve internally. That's something that will move you because it draws you in.
And keep moving you.
It's warm. Right.
It's not a one and done, like, okay, whatever. Like, right. I can move on from this.
It beckons to you. It pulls you forward. It's like a good swig of water after like a long, you know, walk. Like it gives you that strength, that vigor to keep moving and following it. So, you know, whatever terms we choose to use to identify, you know, with our beliefs, it needs to be those things that propels us. If Christian doesn't do it anymore, scrap it. Who cares? Who cares? If Christian isn't what is propelling you towards Christ, if it is putting you in a fear mechanism
or a stumbling block,
right? Again. Like if it is making you jump back or make your skin crawl, ditch it. Find something new. Whatever that term is that is pulling you towards Christ, that's what we want to roll with. And that's unique to everyone. So you got anything else? Mm-mm. Nomads, a safe community for Christians or whatever you call yourself to ask unsafe questions. Yes. Or safe questions, whatever you want to ask. But yes, we're toying with maybe tweaking that name a little bit. I don't know. Anyway, Nomads, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram _TRP podcast. You can find us on YouTube at
YouTube? The Reckless Pursuit.
Yeah. Okay. Just at The Reckless Pursuit. Are we on any other social?
TikTok
at The Reckless Pursuit. So yeah, find us there. We want to hear your questions. We want to answer your questions to the best of our ability, or find someone who can, or just talk about them out loud and maybe I'll kind of try to figure this thing out. And as always, be brave,
be bold,
and be reckless. We'll talk soon.